Today is Tuesday, August 6, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Fresh Breath Day. It's also National Social Engineering Day, National Wiggle Your Toes Day, and National Root Beer Day. Oh, sorry, National Root Beer Float Day. My mom used to really enjoy a float, but she was more of a Coke float sort of person, or she would take a Coke and she would pour peanuts into the Coke. I think that was a thing they did when she was a kid or something. But yeah, she would do a Coke float with vanilla ice cream and Coke. Take it or leave it, really. I find that the adding of the ice cream kind of dilutes the kind of sharp, stinging, carbonation, acidic feel that you get from a Coke or anything like that. And I really like that feeling in my mouth, the acidic carbonation feel, like when you press your tongue to the roof of your mouth and it stings a little bit. It doesn't sound very appealing, does it? But I really like the feeling. Sometimes when I get a Coke, I'll drink it really fast just to get a really... Because if you drink it really fast, you'll get that stinging feeling in your mouth. Like, I don't know. Alrighty, well, first of all, let's just check and see. Let me see if we have any contact here that we need to go through. I'm going to look and see if we have any voicemail, because I think we did messages yesterday. So let's see if we have any voicemail. We do have some voicemail, so let's go ahead and let's do that. I have no idea who these are from. It looks like it's all from the same person potentially, but let's go ahead and just see. Okay, that one's zero. That one's zero. That one's, oh, great. They're all zero. Well, now I want to know. So I'm going to go over to Twilio and I'm going to look and see if... Been having some technical problems with the voicemails. Oh, of course, it's going to want to verify me, send a code to my phone, all of these things that keep us so safe. But when I'm recording a podcast, it very much takes time, and I have to, let's see, what's this code here? Uh-oh, I archived the message. I don't want to do that. It is 877-503. All right, so I'm just pulling it up here. I'm going to go and look at our phone numbers and see if we got any phone calls for the show. I know this is very entertaining, right? I'm sure you guys are very entertained by me looking for phone calls, but, you know, why not? So we have an August 2nd here, so these are actually August 2nd. Let's go ahead and play this.
Yes, I just got through watching a movie on TV about Melissa Witt, and I understand that some woman at the bowling alley is supposed to have identified a black man arguing with a white girl out on the parking lot. They described the black man, and somebody asked the white lady, she mentioned the guy's name. And she said something about it. I think she said put on the hypnosis or something, and she said, something as the name started with a D. Don't the white start with a D? Yes. I remember a long time ago, the first time I ever heard that name, Melissa Witt, it was from Dwight Hurston from Bayan, Oklahoma. We was on North 10th Street. I was giving him a ride downtown on North 10th Street in Portsmouth, Arkansas. Dwight Hurston said he had a date with a white girl from Ozark, Arkansas by the name of Melissa Witt. Okay. When he said that, I said, well, I met a girl one time on Thompson Avenue.
Okay, for anyone who are new listeners, so this voicemail line apparently shares Hey, previously there was a voicemail line that was set up for a lady named Melissa or Missy Witt in Fort Smith, Arkansas, who apparently went missing years and years and years ago. I don't know. Let's see, Missy. I'm just gonna look. I'm gonna look for this Missy Witt. Yeah, it's been cold for 29 years. She was abducted in 1994 from the bowling world in Fort Smith. She was found dead after a month, but they don't know who killed her. And someone set up a voicemail line at some point for people to call in with tips. There's a documentary called The Girl I Never Knew, Who Killed Melissa Witt. Now, I feel like I need to watch this. But anyway, somebody set up a line, and I randomly selected this phone number when I selected it. And apparently it was a tip line previously for Melissa Witt. So occasionally we will get calls. So let's finish this call.
A club called Tiffany's named Sherry White. And I stepped on the foot when I was dancing. She said she was from Ozark, Arkansas. She said, no, not White, Witt, Melissa Witt. That's the first time I had ever heard that name, Melissa Witt. And about 2 weeks later, I was at home watching 5 o'clock news, and it came on TV that said Melissa Witt come up missing. Well, it dawned on me that Dwight Harrison had said that. That's why I heard that Witt name for the second time. So the next day I went down to the police department in Fort Smith. I had to speak to a detective. I got to talk to a guy named Grubbs, a brown-haired guy named Grubbs. He was supposed to be a detective. And he said, I don't think Dwight would do nothing like that. And I left, and I ain't heard no more about Dwight Harrison ever since then. They've been talking about white folks to kill Melissa with all this and that and other. Well, if that's the case, why did they say it was a black man at the bowling alley that was arguing with the girl? And the name start with the lady put on the hypnosis. They say that they asked her did the girl ever mention his name? And she said something to do something. She said she have cold sweat at night or something. She wakes up. She says something. It's a name called starts with a D. Don't the Y start with a D? In the picture
it
that
does.
They got of the guy at the bowling alley composite drawing, that's the Wyatt Harrison picture. I don't care what nobody say. And he lives in Bayonne, Oklahoma. How come I don't hear people on TV talking about that? They said it was a black man arguing with her at the bowling alley. Now they're trying to say the white man that killed her. Well, what about the black man at the bowling alley? What about the white hair?
I mean,
his name starts with a D.
I don't know.
And that's all I got to say about it. I don't know why y'all are going to all these other people. If a woman said it was people out there arguing at the bowling alley, that's where they found blood at, found the keys at, a car at, and blood at. And that must be where they took her from. And if it was a black man out there arguing with her, then it seemed like to me the black man took her. And they ain't said no more about that. And so, anyway, I'm just calling a boss in my opinion. And have a blessed day. Bye.
Wow. I don't know where these people are getting this phone number. All of the articles I find, I found one article that had this phone number in it. And it was not. Oh, there's a new book as well. Oh, there's a new book called Connected by Fate. It's by renowned author. Oh, same lady who did the documentary, it looks like. Connected by Fate. Groundbreaking revelations shedding new light on the tragic murder of Melissa Witt. The book, which has already garnered significant attention, unveils a crucial figure in the case, Nixon O'Neill, whose revelations could potentially change the course of the investigation. A roommate of the individual believed to have been connected to Melissa Witt on the night of her murder. According to O'Neill, his roommate confided in him about his plans to meet Melissa Witt on that fateful evening. a revelation that adds a new layer of complexity to the case. Huh. I really need to watch this documentary and maybe read the book. I don't know. I should have this LaDonna Humphrey she's apparently a podcaster as well. I should have her on this podcast. Although I don't do interviews. So I do not do interviews, but looks like she's a big crime podcaster / journalist. I'm not laughing about the death. Melissa Witt died almost 30 years ago. Not that that makes it funny, but I just think it's funny that I still get calls giving me tips. So Dwight Humphrey, apparently, folks, in Oklahoma, was seen with Melissa Witt at the bowling alley arguing. There you go. We have a couple more, but I'm going to stop with that one. I think they're probably from the same guy, although I haven't looked, but they were around the same time. So we will get to those. I'm going to play them. You guys seem to be intrigued by the whole Melissa Witt thing, so, or some of the listeners are intrigued by it. Yeah, same guy. Another 3 minutes. We'll have to intersperse those through a few different episodes. So on the weekend, we recorded the gay mix on Friday night. There's nothing really to report there. It went just fine. And then I had to get up and go for my haircut on Friday. I thought I had a haircut on Friday, and I was 2 hours into my drive, and I realized I did not have a haircut. It was on Saturday, so I came back home, and then on Saturday, got up early in the morning. Mark went with me. We drove to the haircut. And not much to report there. Stopped and got gas at one point. Got a little lunch. Went to the haircut. And, I let a phone call take up our whole episode. All right, well, I'll end it there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.